Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench. On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. We take you into Charlie Palillo, where you will learn stuff. Right now, though, it's basically, holy crap, what a weekend. ESPN does their good, bad, and the ugly, and Houston was the ugly.
What?
Yeah. So the good was, I forget, it's good, something good, I don't know. The bad was the New York Jets and how pitiful they are. And that was pitiful.
Todd Bowles.
I know. I had them beating the Bills. I can't believe that you can get Matt Barkley come in on your home field and just kick the living snot out of you. That is just unbelievable.
Barkley. Oh, I want. Well, that was Peterman that did it yesterday, right? I'm going to go with Peterman.
No, it was Barkley that did it.
Matt Barkley has been a lifelong nothing, and he came in. Now, you got a little bit of help defensively and some defensive touchdowns. But what a beating. You know what? The Bills are arguably the worst team in football, but then they've got wins. against the Vikings. They've got random, like, you know, destructions of random teams. It's just kind of crazy, but there's a lot going on this week. How are we bad again? Let me guess, is the Rockets' losses and the Melo drama?
The Melo. Like that. The Melo thing is the ugly thing.
All right, so let's tell people the newest on the Melo.
Apparently the rumor was that the Rockets have told Carmelo Anthony that he was no longer going to be welcome here.
So we got to go all the way back, though, to like Friday where it was, I think it was Friday, where Melo has closed-door meeting with Rockets to discuss his role. Something like that. Like, oh, shocker. And you and I, and Dell, all of us talked about that when Melo first made his comment. You may have been out on vacation because I think I was sitting in that chair for some reason. And maybe Eric Layden was in. But Melo made a comment like, and I know you would have seen this. Only I know when I can come off the bench. I mean, only I know.
Well, that he said that last year.
He said it in the offseason before. He's like, only I know.
Well, no, he did that last year before the Oklahoma City season.
Well, no. He did it this year.
He did it.
He's probably done it too.
No, he did it. He did it last year at the press conference for Oklahoma City.
At the question. When they asked him about it. Melo, you come off the bench, he goes, hey, Paul George is like standing by there. Hey, PG, they think I'm coming off the bench.
Right.
He laughed at it. Before this season started, he goes, only I know when I'm ready.
Right.
So he's done it both.
Right, he did it for both. Now
we both knew that was
and
the
then
right
he,
role.
Remember, he said that he's special, right? Or coming off the bench. No, what did he say? Well, after he was off the bench?
I'll know when I...
No. After his first game.
He goes, It's difficult. Something about mentally, it's a challenge.
He's mentally challenged.
It's a mentally challenged.
He's not mentally challenged.
No, he said he was mentally challenged.
He's challenged mentally.
It's no, did he said, did he not say I'm mentally challenged?
Did not say I'm mentally challenged. He at no point made those strung those words together in that.
Yes, he said it's challenging mentally to come off the bench.
Yes, that's
so
different.
Then he's mentally challenged. Okay, yeah. You say potato, I say potato. Okay, so there was that then. Okay, so now apparently Mark Stein says this. The Rockets have denied they are waiving Carmelo Anthony, but two sources close to the situation say Anthony has been informed that his brief time with the team will soon be ending. Oh. Anthony has been listed as out for Houston's game tonight against Indiana due to illness.
And the Rockets, quote-unquote, look like the same team from last year. That's what the phrase that I saw twice from national writers, Sam Amico and Miko, and I can't remember who else it was, national basketball writers said, boy, this Rockets team looks a lot like the one from last year, and I'm 100% sure they were saying that in reference to Carmelo not being there, and all of a sudden, they look like they had their juice back. All I know is that Melo added nothing, and look.
Well, Melo was out the game before, too, when they scored 80, so,
but they defended. Right. We got some sound from James Harden talking about how he actually thinks their defense, has been exceptional recently. It's just been the offense, but... and Carmelo is going to be scapegoated by some. I don't feel like the Rockets are scapegoating Carmelo. I think Carmelo right now behind the scenes is extremely unhappy with his role. You and I and Dell and everyone else always knew what the role should be for Carmelo. And if they acquiesce to Carmelo's I'm still a dude mentality, you'd be in a lot of trouble because he's not a dude anymore.
Let's face it.
He's diminished goods.
Let's call a spade a spade. We knew that this wasn't. I mean, honestly, last year, about mid-season, I saw someone in the Rockets organization, and I said, oh, thank God you didn't get Melo, because this was when Melo is with Oklahoma City and he's sucking. And he goes, yeah, man, we are really lucky. Look, we got Chris Paul and we didn't get Melo. I mean, how fortunate that is. And then in the offseason, they still go and do this to acquiesce to Chris Paul. You know who's the worst at picking players? Players. They are terrible.
They are terrible.
The only time it's worked is when, they were able to, LeBron was able to get together with Dwayne Wade.
They're friend
Chris
pickers.
Bosh.
They're not. They
pick their friends.
They're not piece of puzzle pickers.
Listen, this has gone back a long way. Michael Jordan tried to get Walter Davis because he's a North Carolina guy. Yeah. And that's when Crumbs Krauss started. The GM was Jerry Krauss.
So Michael started making fun
of him because he was heavy. So and he said he had donut crumbs all over him. So he called him Crumbs Krauss. Because
Michael's not petty at all.
No. Because he wouldn't go get his friends to play with him. Instead, he went and got 6 championships.
Right.
Players have been doing this forever, wanting to play with their friends. And it never, ever works out. The LeBron thing aside, Carmelo Anthony is not Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh close to their prime. He's not even close. This dude is so far gone from his prime that it is just a joke that you would think that he would in any way, shape, or form help a team that turned it around last year because they actually improved their defense. I thought one of the biggest... Now, we talk all the time about their offense, but the reason that the Rockets were better last year is because they played defense.
Yep.
And so you add Carmelo Anthony? How in the world did you think that this was ever going to work out?
No, it is truly... I mean, for me, I was flabbergasted at the idea because it was the same thing, and I made this comment before. It's the same thing as the Steve Francis coming back the second time. Like, that was obviously going to be a failure. He is severely diminished as a player. Carmelo is clearly on a historical downturn for his career. It's something we always see with veterans. You can see the numbers coming down. Daryl had to have known this. The one thing that I will say, though, is that the one area that always... that I had to kind of sign off on was that it was the $2.4 million vet minimum and they could get away from it at any time. And as long as they were willing to get away from him at any time, which apparently they are willing to do, and it's going to be a mutual parting, so it's not going to be one of these things where like they yank the rug out from under him. It pisses Chris Paul off, which is what I was worried about. Can you really get away from him? If Carmelo's not happy with his playing time, and maybe you... And this is how I think it could have gone. the Rockets realize the Melo thing's not working. Daryl is an analytics guy. He listens to the data. He trusts the data. I don't think all this was Melo's fault at all.
No.
The way they started. However, this is real. Daryl gets his data reports. The Rockets are so severely minus when Carmelo's on the floor defensively that Daryl's going to look at the data, trust the data, and say, we can't have him on the floor. And I think the Rockets probably went to Melo and said, hey, we're about to reduce your minutes, because they knew the response they would get, and they'd be able to say, well, you know, maybe we can see if there's a trade partner for you, or we can let your agent start talking to teams right now before we let you go. I think that's what happened. As the Rockets knew, if they said that, he would want something, and that would help them get out of it without being able to, you know, pissing Chris Paul off. Here's my other question for you. Jeff Bisdelic, all of a sudden he's going to come back to the team a week ago, Mark Berman, last Friday. Berman goes, he's coming back, but not yet. He has some other stuff he has to take care of. So he's getting some, you know, he's running some errands, getting some things taken care of. He's still not back, by the way. And Carmelo still isn't gone. None of this seems, really, we don't think any of this is a coincidence. Jeff Bisdelic, the guy that Carmelo got fired from Denver in 2004, that actually really happened. And then somebody's like, oh, if you still have a grievance 14 years later, that's so petty. I'm like, I don't care if a guy got you fired, got D'Antoni fired, you coordinate defense, he's coming in and he's going to end up having to play your defense for you instead of Trevor Ariza and Bamute. Yeah, I could see where Jeff Bisdelic in the offseason would have gone, dude, I don't need this.
Well, okay, so first of all, you were talking about plus minus. There was a story at the end of last week, Thursday or Friday. Trevor Ariza's plus minus is the worst, is one of the worst in all of basketball. So let's stop.
Okay, and I wouldn't have paid him, by the way.
No, and you let's stop with this. If Trevor Ariza and Bamute were here.
Well, I think the difference, Trevor Ariza's playing on a really bad basketball team. The question would Trevor Ariza be as bad there? Here,
I don't know. Look at the defenders on this basketball team.
Well,
maybe Trevor Ariza is in decline.
No, that's true, but maybe he's a better fit here.
But maybe he's a better fit here.
Defense.
Let's be honest about this. Honestly, don't tell me that the difference in this basketball team is because Trevor Ariza and Mahmoud aren't here.
I wouldn't say the difference.
No, Chris Paul missed
the difference
two games,
between the
James
best basketball
three.
Team in the regular season and being one of the worst, at least until their recent run of 3 out of 4, isn't Trevor Ariza. But I do think there's something about chemistry, and some of that probably is gone without him here.
But wait a minute. I thought the leaders were P.J. Tucker and Chris Paul. What the hell happened?
Trevor Ariza was called their defensive coordinator on the floor. He was one of those guys who called out switches. No.
I can't believe that Trevor Ariza is the difference between you being the best basketball team in the league and being the worst.
I don't think he is, but he has been pointed to consistently, at least defensively, as an important piece.
He's a chemistry guy, too. He was really close with Chris Paul also.
Yeah. All right. And now Dwayne Wade says this. Trying to make my guy Carmelo Anthony the fall guy, huh? Man, y'all need to stop. That's the easy way out of addressing what the real problem. That's how he
Which
wrote
Which is
it.
What?
That's what I want to know. Exactly what is the real problem?
What is he trying to say?
Well, I think Raheel talked about it last week.
He didn't
say Rockets,
that, though.
Not about... He talked about the fact that the Rockets probably came in a little fat and happy. We've seen it before. They don't really deal with prosperity well. I say they. I'm talking about one guy in particular. Doesn't deal with prosperity very well, as opposed to pushing nose to the grindstones type stuff. It's time to let off the gas when things have gone well in the past.
So he can't hit shots now? I mean, what?
Off-season habits.
It's the gang that can't shoot. They can't shoot.
More than defense. We're focusing on defense. They haven't been able to score.
Mike D'Antoni, you're right. They were playing. They've been playing
bad.
Well defensively.
Actually, defensively, they haven't been bad.
No, they have not been bad. They just Mike D'Antoni's like, well, I don't know if they believe in the system. It's the same damn system they ran last year. What the hell is there not to believe in?
But if he's saying, you know what that could say is that could be a little shot at Chris Paul, because Chris is the kind of guy that has been, you know, remember that James is gone. For a little while. He missed, 3 games or 4 games? And I just wonder if it wouldn't shock me if you had some guys who were like, we don't need to do this, Mike. We got to start, you know, let's start running some stuff off of screens and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see when you have big personalities. Year two of big personalities is always the more challenging year than year one. We'll see how D'Antoni does. Chris Paul is a big person. Guys, everyone's going to talk about James Harden. Chris Paul, who I love, but he is a big personality that may not always be able to, you know, this guy's like another coach. And I could see him being a little contrarian with some coaches and maybe not being always the easiest to get along with.
Frankly, I hate the Rockets. And I hate this whole drama because it means we can't talk about Zach Smith.
Okay, oh, no, Zach, we're gonna, yeah, we have lots four. Of time. Look at that. Was like that little kid.
The fact listen, that Carmelo is a story means we can't start off with Zach
it's
Smith.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and Dell's waking his parents up. I want to open my presents. I want to open my presents. Go back to sleep, Dell.
I wish Carmelo was never here or was doing great because we could have opened up Dell the show talking about open. Zach Smith.
It's December 23rd. Okay. And Dell's and the kids, tearing little pieces right, off the edge.
Right. Can
right
I open
now.
This one, Mom? Can I open this one, Mom?
Hold on.
Mom,
so,
can I open this
so
one?
So here's
Mom.
What we got. Here's
got
what we got.
Got story, too.
We got Zach Smith coming up, where Zach Smith went on a Twitter tirade. Zach Smith, you may be like, who's did he play at the Rockets 1 year?
No.
Zach Smith, because sometimes you don't know. He is, remember the coach from Ohio State got in trouble with the domestic violence with his wife? He came after Tom Herman and his wife yesterday on Twitter. You won't want to go away for this one.
Well,
the
yeah.
Astros tried to trade for Bryce Harper at the trade deadline, and I had to break up a fist fight in a restaurant between a chef and one of his customers.
No.
Oh, yeah. So I'll tell you that one, too, this hour.
Oh, my
we
God.
Got some
Chris,
things.
Chris, he came after Chris Solis?
No.
Oh.
You're
going to
like it, though. All right. It's your new favorite
well,
place.
I'm going to go there tonight.
You're going to go
I'm
there.
I'm going there tonight,
I'll tell
then.
You where it is, and you'll be doing shots with the chef 100%.
Well, I love that. But here's the deal, is afterwards I'll go home, and I'll brush my teeth with my Quip toothbrush. Yeah, and then I'll take 2 minutes to do it, too. You know why? Because you're supposed to brush your teeth for 2 minutes. And my toothbrush is smarter than your toothbrush. That's right, because it goes, oh, well, it doesn't sound like that. It doesn't.
What does it sound like?
No. It sounds.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like. Okay. And it tells me, switch.
You just use it for your teeth?
That's right. I use it for my teeth.
Other people.
It's not it's not that. Like that. And it's just, it's just $25 and 20,000 dentists cannot be wrong. 20,000 dentists cannot be wrong. And they all say this is the best toothbrush in the world, maybe in the history of the world. So here's the deal. If you're looking for the best toothbrush in the history of the world, all you got to do is getquip.com/ESPN975. Getquip.com/ESPN975. Your first 3 month refill, because you have to change the bristles every 3 months and you get more toothpaste every 3 months, is free. And then it's just $5 every 3 months after that. How about that? What? Yes. All you got to do is getquip.com/ESPN975 and start with the best toothbrush in the history of the world, Quip.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I felt great. I think over these last few games, our defense has been exceptional. Just offensively, we got our opportunities. We got shots that we like. And they didn't fall last night. Tonight they fell. So, like I've been saying, we just got to keep pushing. As long as we're defensively, we're good. The offense is going to come, and you've seen it tonight.
Defense was clicking. I don't know why. So, well, Carmelo's been ill, mentally ill. So,
what? That wasn't put in.
Does he have any kind of physical issues?
They said illness.
Illness.
You're using terms.
A mental illness.
You're using terms.
It's a mental illness.
You didn't say it. You're using terms out of context for Carmelo Anthony.
No. I'm not. Is he physically ill? The answer is no.
We don't know that.
He's mentally, he's not there, so he's got a mental illness on top of it being challenged mentally.
Oh, boy.
So that's a problem right
I can't
now.
Believe John doesn't do spots for Rockets.com.
I used to.
I'm sure he used to.
I used to. Here's the deal. Listen, he's not the scapegoat. He's just not a fit. He never was a fit.
No, right.
So if you're not a fit, this was funny, and it was true. Mike Jr. said this. He said, if you look at Carmelo's stats, and he's coming off the bench, if his name wasn't Carmelo Anthony, this would be just, the Rockets are releasing this guy. That's exactly what it would be.
Well, his stats haven't been great. I don't know if the Rockets are releasing a guy. It just looks like a bench guy who's not a good. It looks like Corey Brewer.
Yeah, he's
get released.
Well, they're gonna part ways.
They love Corey Brewer.
No, they're gonna part ways. What's the difference? If his name wasn't Carmelo Anthony and he wasn't a star,
what if his name was Michael Carter Williams?
Then everybody would go, oh, Michael. Yeah, no, you know what everybody would do? I missed that. Michael Carter Williams got released.
But they're not releasing Carmelo just because he's not a fit. They're releasing him because he's more trouble than he's worth.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we don't know that though.
But Lance has said, why would Corey Brewer hang? Well, contracts have a lot to do with. But why would Michael Carter Williams still be on the team? He's not a fit. But he's not the.
You don't think Carmelo is? He's already having to have a closed door meeting about his playing time and about his role. I mean, that's not a good sign that he's.
Well, but because his name is Carmelo Anthony, he can do that. Hey, but we don't know that he's been a problem. Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, but
you can't say that because we don't know.
Hold on. This is where everybody, you didn't miss. I think a lot of people who called in and like, guys, Carmelo knows his role is different now. Carmelo, why would you think he's going to know? Why do you think he's going to take a different role? Guys, he knows that he's not the same player. He's going to accept a role. See, the big mistake people make is that assuming that alphas, and Carmelo's an alpha, assuming that an alpha player and a number one option guy can just settle into a number three role or number four.
No, that assuming that it doesn't. But you know when it works is like when a Bill Walton goes to the Celtics or a Bob McAdoo.
But that was injury related.
Well,
too.
True, but he knew he wasn't the same player,
right?
And Bob McAdoo goes to the Lakers.
But it's somewhat rare.
But when you do know and you can accept that, then it can work well.
But most of those guys can't accept it because they think they're better than they really are. And Carmelo thinks he's better. Let me ask you something. Did Carmelo have any positive impact on the Rockets this year?
He had one game.
Did he have any positive impact on the Rockets? No. They're worse this year than they were last year.
Yeah.
When he was here.
No, right.
Did he have any positive impact on Oklahoma City?
No.
They were worse. Did he impact winning it for the New York Knicks in forever?
No.
When has Carmelo... this is my question. When is the last time he has been a factor in winning?
I believe it was either Denver.
I know Denver, but probably with the Knicks earlier, right?
Yeah, no.
Well, yeah, they made a playoffs.
The best Melo was Knicks Melo that Nuggets Melo that I remember.
Yes.
They got to a conference final with Melo.
Yeah.
Back in 08 or 09 or something like that.
That's my point.
That's a while ago now.
He has not had an impact on winning in about a decade. So I don't know why people got all fussy and hot in the panties about Carmelo Anthony. What? Because he's a name? Because he wore a hoodie one time?
Well, who? I have not heard one person thought.
Rockets fans. You heard it, didn't you, Dale?
Rocket fans were excited.
Yeah.
Even Thundersticks didn't like it.
No.
Well,
because I'm a pragmatist.
No, you're not. Not with the Rockets are concerned. But your Carmelo distaste far outweighs your Rocket fandom, so you kind of knew better. But Rocket fans were a bit excited to have Carmelo here.
He's not really a good basketball player. Like John said, it just really wasn't a good fit. And Carmelo was clearly on a historical decline. I mean, it's not a historical decline. History has shown you this decline for years and years. Once you put two declining seasons together past the age of like 32, it is pretty much a lock that you're in a decline. And that's where Carmelo was. The only thought was, okay, he's coming off the bench. Can he be rejuvenated by a 20 to 21 minute roll off the bench, and can he get mid-range points? You know, that was the question, is can he give the Rockets something and can he accept this role? The answer is no and no. And I give the Rockets credit, if all this is true, that they're going to move on from him, that they always said, well, you can always get away from this contract, right? I know that the Rockets always said that, but I think that was the assumed thing with Carmelo. And I give him credit. If they do get away from it this early in the season, that's really good. And for people saying, you just don't know, it hasn't been long enough, you wait too long and you're done. Sometimes you got to make your moves and move on.
Well, no, listen.
You could really start to become a problem.
What was the record before last night? And when did
4-7.
4-7. What happens when they're 4-7?
Someone has to go.
This is what we talked about. But it wasn't D'Antoni. It was Carmelo.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be D'Antoni.
No, it shouldn't be D'Antoni, but it was
Kevin McHale.
Kevin McHale had to go.
Well.
Now, it's Melo. When the Rockets are 4-7, somebody's got to go.
He's not a great coach, though.
So, but I wonder what Dwayne Wade meant. So, what we all know what the. Okay, yeah, let's be real about this.
Was that a shot at James? It wouldn't have been a shot at Chris Paul.
James led them to the... No, James, it wasn't. Is this all on James this year?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. When I read that, I thought he was making a salacious comment about something else. Is it now? Maybe it's what kind of Dell said, and it's just maybe they're fat, and we know what the real problem is. They just don't have the same energy as they had last year. Maybe it wasn't a big deal, but it seems like he's saying there's an unspoken problem.
I want to know what that problem is.
He's probably going to blame a coach, like
or Daryl.
Well, talk about if it's not all on, it's not all on James, but he is shooting about he was at 45, almost 45% last year. He's at 41%, so the numbers are down shooting. I mean, it's not all on him because everyone's not shooting the ball well, but his numbers scoring are down currently and shooting are down.
Ischewski said, we all know what the real problem is, hashtag white women. I guess that was a reference to the midterms and all the gnashing of teeth. I've never seen anything that's white women say from the suburbs save this election. White women are still the problems. I was like, I read some article, two articles, and I thought, well, white women are
white women are the problem.
Well,
when, white women seem appear to be. I can tell you this: if they're tired and they're sluggish, it's white women. Hey, listen, you ain't blaming Carmelo for this. James is shooting 418. Melo's shooting 405. It ain't like, it's night and day. Well, this is clearly all on Melo and their shooting woes. No.
The best player isn't playing is the same.
No, and he's shooting 32-8, which is 33%, which is about 50%. That's 50% adjusted. And James is shooting 37% from three. I mean, I'll tell you who's having a – I mean, Chris Paul is shooting 33.9 for three this year. Eric Gordon, 23% from three.
Yeah, shooting across
that's
the board.
A problem.
It's shooting across the board.
Down.
Eric Gordon's got to go.
He's untouchable, remember, because he can't go anywhere, and that's why Jimmy Butler is in Philly and not here.
I hope that Carmelo rented and he didn't buy while he was here.
Yeah.
And I hope
the real question is, did Lala ever become part of Houston's culture? Did she ever ingratiate herself?
Well, if she...
Did she have the time to do that?
Did you ever hear about her? You ever see a picture?
Yeah. I did not.
No.
I've heard any of our establishments.
Was she at a restaurant breaking up fights? No.
No.
That's damn it. Still no Zach Smith and still no Lance.
Okay, we're going to do Zach Smith on the other side. Just so the kids know on their way to school. We're going to do Zach Smith.
And can you play some Christmas music coming back so we can open the presents?
This is not Christmas in
November
for me.
This is Christmas to you.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
Christmas. Yeah.
No.
Mom, can I open this? Mom, can I open it?
Stop.
Texas is finally interesting
to
me.
Yes. Oh, you mean after their big win against Texas Tech? Yeah.
A 5-5 Texas
Tech? Texas is back, folks.
Texas is back.
You know what? And so is Rich Drake from Renter's Warehouse. He's back. And he's hoping, you know what? Mellow Lee's town, somebody else is going to come in. And they got to rent. So win-win for Renter's Warehouse. You think Melo stays? I don't know, but maybe Melo will want to rent a house and stay here in Houston and just hang out because he loves Houston. I can't blame him. But here's the deal is Renter's Warehouse is here for you. People are renting homes, not buying. Hey, I was talking to my guy, and he said, listen, between you know how the homestead exemption has lowered, between all of the taxes, now property taxes as opposed to state income taxes, the people who buy, they're the ones who are paying for everything. Renting is the way to go. He was serious about it. He said, it doesn't make any difference. It used to be that you had to buy all the time.
No.
Because you wanted, I'm going to get that.
If you had all the fees up that you get, renting property, that's why a lot of the millennials right now are renting across the board, even younger couples who are instead of starter homes, they're renting homes. Right now you could be the person who takes advantage of that. Call Renter's Warehouse, find out what your house will rent for, and it might be time for you to pay your $99 a month to get them to market, manage, and find you renters for your property. Within 17 days on average, you're finding people for your property. It's renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT. It's renterswarehouse.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5, John and Lance and Dell. And Dell, we finally get to open up Dell's Christmas presents.
Hold on, Dell, before we open the presents, can you bring the intern in real quick?
Ask the intern to come in. What's her name, Victoria?
We're going to find out here in a second.
It's a secret. Oh, that was a dad joke. That was a dad joke. Thank God. Thank God.
It's Veronica.
Oh, it's Veronica. Veronica. It's not for Victoria's Secret. It's Veronica's Secret.
Which one of these work? Which one
Veronica,
of these work?
Come on in.
They both work, right?
Veronica, come on in here. Where do you... Okay, does this work, though?
It's all
right. Right, just right over here. And speak into that mic. Veronica, where do you... Do you go to school?
Yes, I do.
Okay, okay, speak into the mic. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you do? Why are you wearing a Spurs jacket?
I'm a Spurs fan.
You're a Spurs... Well, see, this is a problem already. Now we need another...
Wow.
That Intern. Says that she's going to be... from here on out, she's devoted to Carmelo Anthony.
Let's wait. No, no, no. He's not going to be with us anymore.
Oh.
So we're not doing Carmelo stuff
okay.
anymore.
All right.
So where do you go to school?
UHD.
Okay, UH downtown. Now, we're about to do a segment that involves Zach Smith, and he said some ugly things on Twitter. We're going to need you to read this and sign
read
this.
It out loud.
Read it out loud into the microphone.
Okay, and so they can hear you in the microphone.
Yep.
Come on down.
Into the microphone.
There it is.
Okay. I, Veronica,
right.
of sound, mind, and body, do hereby release John Lansendale yeah. from responsibility for the comments of Zach Smith.
Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty clear sign cut,
it.
Right?
You have
That's
to sign
pretty
it.
Clear cut.
Oh, okay.
Now you have to sign at the top. Right. We're just going to start doing release forms for different right. interns whenever we have stuff that really we don't want to be held accountable for.
Right.
There it is. I, Veronica S. So that's on there. It's official now.
Okay. Now go
Can
get,
you
a,
get that notarized?
Get a Rockets jacket. Okay. Yeah. Because you're okay. Because so. You're not. You're no longer in San Antonio.
Look the, and look at the fingernail polish is black. Dude, it's yeah. all Spursed up.
Is that a goth thing or is that a Spurs thing?
No, I had a party to go to.
Halloween?
No.
Okay. Halloween's past now.
We're well, gonna... I know, but you can still well, fingernail what, polish what, can
what,
last
what
is a
while. The, what kind of party do you have to have black fingernail polish for?
It matched my dress.
It yeah. matched your dress.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Was it a formal deal?
Yeah.
It was? Oh, yeah. Nice. How was it? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
What was more fun?
Did you get wasted?
What?
Did you get wasted?
Don't listen to him.
No.
Hold on. We got.
No?
We need
no.
another form. We need another form. Before John keeps talking to her, we got to have you sign another form. Now, so what was more fun? That party or last year dealing with your Kawhi Leonard drama?
Oh, I'm actually glad we got rid of Kawhi.
Really?
Yeah.
How's Kawhi working out right now? How's Kawhi?
I mean, he's doing great over there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, he did great with you.
I didn't think we needed that. You know that
energy in your locker room.
You don't
we just needed something.
Keep that
new.
Same energy,
yeah.
Kawhi. That's what you're saying.
And he did. He's keeping that same winning
yeah.
energy. In
right.
Toronto.
That winning.
Well,
yeah.
That's great though. We're winning too here.
Yeah
but it's relative.
Yeah.
Did they beat the Rockets?
Okay.
Did they beat? He dealt. Well, yeah.
They
beat
the
Rockets.
Rockets,
but they beat. That was a Rockets without Carmelo. Yeah. Well, no, Carmelo. Did
nope.
Carmelo play in that
no,
one? No,
he
didn't
not.
Play. So we don't. Yeah.
See, you don't know.
But the Rockets weren't at full strength. Though.
But here, dress for the job that you want, though, Veronica. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not
first.
The job you're at. See, you dress for Houston and Houston.
Maybe
at a
she's dressing
radio station.
For a San Antonio show.
Well, no one in San Antonio could see her doing that, right?
So. Well, they could be hearing her. There could be a program director from San Antonio here.
Well, maybe.
Or maybe somebody from Spurs.com wants you to do sideline reporter.
Or
maybe so.
Maybe a goth radio station because she has black
that
fingernails.
That doesn't match nails.
And she
that
got wasted at a party. And she got just.
You get wasted at golf courses.
Thank you.
At poker tables.
I'm not saying it like it's a bad
a
thing.
Couch.
I didn't say it like it's a bad thing. Okay.
I'm already getting texts from my wife. She's probably saying, just cut John's mic off. I don't know that she's saying it. I'm just assuming that that's what she just said.
All right, Veronica, so you can't hold us liable for any of this next discussion about Zach Smith, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put some Rockets gear on. Okay. Take that crap off. here we go.
Now, Veronica, you sign. Just make sure you've signed, and we're going to get this notarized.
Here we go.
All right. It's time for So Zach Smith is the former Ohio State wide receivers coach who was came into light this summer for charges of domestic violence that his wife brought up. Brett McMurphy,
yep.
former ESPN writer, took to his Facebook page. That's where he's doing his reporting and broke the story about him. And Zach also had arrests in Florida when he was there.
Yep.
It was a volatile relationship between he and his wife. I don't think his wife is by any, I don't think she's completely absolved of any of the wrongdoing here from what I've read. She was somebody who, they were in an explosive relationship, but Zach did some things he clearly wasn't supposed to do. However, recently he just signed he signed off of, on a plea agreement where he's not really getting punished, to be completely honest.
No, he's not. He's got a he's got a restraining order.
He said it was proof.
And he said he wanted the restraining order,
He said it's proof that the information was bad.
So here's the deal. Is apparently yesterday, because I got a call from my buddy.
Well, he thought, said, so we got to mention this part. He thought that he mentioned this too.
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Here. That's what I'm doing here. He apparently, see, my buddy calls and said, why is he out in Tom Herman? That's a bleep move. Here's what he tweeted. You want to know what's crazy? Coach Tom Herman had his wife put my ex-wife in touch with Brett McMurphy. I finally got that confirmation evidence tonight, though I've known it for months. Deny, deny, deny. Right, Tom? Trying to bring down Urban. LOL. So for a while now, the thought was that it all started with Tom Herman snitching and telling, or actually Tom
Where
Herman's
did that come from?
Wife.
That came from, I think, 11 Warriors, or it came from an Ohio State writer. Where do you think he got that information from?
From?
That came from Zach Smith on the low. Zach's this has been Zach's not only guess, I think Zach has either known it or felt like he's known it. I don't know if this is what happened or not. But that must have been when did he write? Because that's about the sanest of all of his tweets that he had.
Right. And for those of you who don't know, Tom Herman was on that staff. Tom Herman, apparently, he and Zach Smith, they went to a strip club. That came out during all of this. Now, yesterday, some ugly, ugly, ugly tweets by Zach Smith. Here's one. Remember when you were with an Asian masseuse? Because I do, Tom Herman. You're the biggest snitch alive and also the biggest hypocrite alive. Anyone want to know all that I know about Tommy Boy? Contact me. LMAO.
We got a response from Tom Herman.
That was my first Asian.
This is why we needed the form signed.
No, that's from Wedding
that's
Crashers.
That's why the form had. That's from Wedding Crashers. No. Yeah. Is it Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, Wedding Crashers.
Oh, okay.
Oh. That's my first Asian.
That's not okay. That was not.
So the Tom Herman, apparently there's other stuff about Dell. I didn't see this one. You said that somebody responded to Zach Smith that not only Tom Herman, but he and his wife.
Yeah, it's in one of his replies to someone, so you'd have to click on, click on the
tweet
tweets
reply,
and replies.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know if it's just because he's bad at writing, but if you just read it and give him his credit for being good at writing, it says Tom Herman and his wife did blow off a stripper's chest.
Wait a minute. I didn't see that one.
No, I missed that one too.
I saw it in the tweets and replies.
Okay, so
he is putting, he is going, and he said yesterday, I'm going nuclear. And I went to read, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to see which one of these get deleted. The answer would be none of them. He's not deleting. There's nothing getting deleted right now. Now, he's going to, I think he's going to regret that because there's going to be some lawsuits coming.
Well, there could well be. I don't know. Maybe, unless what he's saying is true. Was he with an Asian? And was he an infidel with his wife? Not infidel. Did he not keep his marital vows? Here's another one of his tweets to Tom. He said this was directly to Tom Herman, and he shared it as a screenshot. And several coaches have reached out to me to expose you.
Oh, wait. Okay. Before you do this, this is going to become 100%. Somebody's already like framed it as a new T-shirt. This is one of the great replies of all time. You're about to hear Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't forget to do the kissy face emoji between the two tweets.
Okay, so it starts.
Here we go.
Zach
screenshotted this just to show everybody, hey, guys, I'm texting Tom Herman right now. Look what I'm saying to him.
I'm now on a mission to expose the biznotch you are, because, boy, are you the biggest biznotch ever. Mm-hmm. You lying, disloyal coward. You can't silence me and never will be able to. So own your bleep bag self, because now, after you decided to ruin me, I'm going to expose who you are, courtesy of Michelle. That's his wife. And he blows a kiss with a little heart that little heart emoji, blowing a kiss. And several coaches have reached out to me to expose you because, as they said, who is he to condemn you when he wasn't living right? And they were so right. Send Courtney more money, Biznotch. I'm going to share everything about you, including all the pictures I've taken of the bleep you did. So tell Randall and all your cronies to stop because I'm ready to expose the bleeping cowardly Biznotch you are. And Tom Herman apparently replied, allegedly replied, okay, cool, hook him.
That's all it is. It's okay, cool. It's the horn sign, the emoji, and he goes, hook him. Now, I can tell you, as somebody who has texted Tom Herman when I was headed to Austin to go watch film and I had to get stuff set up, hey, Coach, Lance Erline, blah, blah, blah. It was last year. Sounds great, hook him. He does hook him pretty much any text at the practice. I said, Coach, how you doing? Doing good. Hey, good luck this year. Hook him. And he says, hook him. This is like, I don't know. This is like just.
So you believe that this could well have been Tom Herman.
Oh, this is 100% Tom Herman. Yeah. That's what he puts on every tweet is the hook him emoji.
His whole response was, okay, cool.
Hook. What do you want to say? What do you want to say about all that stuff? That response is a. That's a brilliant. Okay, cool. Hook him.
Does he have a setup where hook him is like an automatic part of his?
It might be a signature tweet.
Maybe,
like when you send congratulations or happy birthday, the balloons come down.
Maybe that's his Texas.
Is it his signature? It's his signature.
I don't know. I've gotten a text back where it didn't have that. No, for him to say, okay, cool, hook him. To me. I saw somebody take that and put it on an orange shirt like they want to sell. It says, okay, cool, ... And it's got the emoji. It just says, hook them. That would be the greatest anti-T-shirt in the world. Just somebody who just says, okay, cool,
hook them.
That's it.
All right. Now, on the other side, we've got some real questions about this infidelity. We've got some real questions.
Why?
That have to come forward about this. Because a buddy of mine brought this up yesterday. Right. And we will do it on the other side. Where this ranks as far as infidelities go.
Okay.
All right.
And does he get absolved?
Well, we'll do it on the other side, because you got to talk about saving people money.
I got to tell you about Bill Advisor. I don't have to tell you about it. I get to tell you about Bill Advisor. I get to save you money. I get to tell you that their homeowners insurance rates are so far below most of the national companies that it's a joke. I mean, the amount they're saving you. And the coverage is not only as good. In my case, it was better. For what I was paying with the other company, they beat that by $700 and gave me $100,000 extra coverage. $100,000 in extra coverage. And I was able to get it for $700 less for homeowners insurance. Why would I not do that? I'm also getting flood insurance coverage. I've never flooded. I'm not in a floodplain, but that was something after the last three floods. I was like, you know, it's something we really need to consider now. And if you have antiques or jewelry or whatever that you want to get insured, you can do that at your home as well. Make sure that you text money to 232323 because that's what you're saving when you go with Bill Advisor. You're saving big money. And they will give you a quote on your homeowner's insurance within seconds. Within 1 minute, if you text money to 232323, they'll text back. They'll say, what's your phone number? Or what's your address? You send it. Automated system sends you back what's your homeowner's insurance quote. It's that simple. It could put you on the road to putting more of your hard-earned money back in your pocket. And they also do car insurance as well. Go to BillAdvisor.com. That's BillAdvisor.com. Or text money right now to 232323.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. Big issue here. Tom Herman apparently, he's been accused by Zach Smith of going to an Asian massage parlor. And there's a big payoff. Okay, at the end.
He had another thing, too, about the Iowa State.
That was my first Asian.
That's Dell.
Yeah, Dell said that. You don't know for a fact that that's Tom Herman's first Asian.
You didn't see
Asian.
The Iowa State recruiting girl blast he put
yes,
on him?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Apparently. And he also says that Tom Herman's wife would text and call
Courtney,
Zach's ex-wife, and complain that Tom was having affairs, but she didn't want to lose her life. So she stayed with
him. Lose her life, meaning the life that they had built together.
Right.
Because that could be a...
Right.
Yeah, put that...
So she knew about it, and she just turned a blind eye.
Or it was
she just stayed with him, whatever. Whatever the case may be. Because she liked the lifestyle, and she liked living as a coach's wife.
Once again, this is the assertion...
Of Zach Smith.
This has not been validated or confirmed by anyone. This is an assertion by Zach Smith.
No, but it brings up the question because my buddy called and he said, I hope you just drive Zach Smith into the dirt tomorrow because, first of all, he's a snitch, okay? And to be publicly snitching, I mean, it's one thing to go to the guy's wife. It's another thing to be doing it on Twitter.
Now, you know
and
why
going
he's
to the
doing
guy's
it?
Wife.
Because he thinks Tom Herman is a snitch.
That's what I said. That's why I told my buddy, I said, he believes that Tom Herman was the guy that started all of this and got him his and ruined his life. So he's just getting back at him. He goes, I don't care. You don't out a guy like that. Well, if Tom Herman did it to him, it's turn about fair play. But he also said this. He said, but let's be honest. Going and getting an Asian a massage and with a happy ending is like the jaywalking of cheating.
Nick, turn the radio off. I know where you are.
Okay,
headed.
And I need help from the ladies here. 713-780-3777.
Are we covered with it? Is this...
Yes, it's all covered in there.
Veronica of Sound Mind.
Veronica
here by
release
John, Lance, and Dell. From responsibility for the comments of Zach Smith. Hold on.
Well, and Granato.
And, yeah, I need to.
You can't add. Right. She's going to have to come back here and sign again.
Where is, okay, maybe Amber.
Have her come
Amber,
in
Amber, maybe there's you could call in.
There's an addendum.
Jack,
right,
well, you have to be married to a guy, so never mind Amber.
No, Amber can call in. Jackie's a dude.
No, Jackie's a girl's name. That's not a dude. Yeah. So here's the deal. We need a female, maybe Tracy. Clint Shane's wife, she could call in, or somebody.
Anybody listening?
Anybody, any females listening.
Oh, hold on.
713-780-3776.
To confirm
or deny. Because there were some questions here about this.
Now, is this your thought?
I asked my wife last night. I said, because it's so apparent. I've never done it, and I've never been, and I've never gotten done that whole massage and the happy ending thing. But I said, not acceptable, but is it, whatever.
It's the easiest one to get past.
Right. Is that easy to get by? You get past this? Can we get past this?
I'm not bringing her back. Let me just come sign it real quick.
I'm not doing
that.
Okay. Ladies, 713-780-3776. Question. I've got a couple questions for you. And you ladies can figure this out.
All right. Well, you know what? And if one of them that's just texted, if she's listening... She's asking about, what's the deal with the Gatorade bottles? There was one thing that, Tom Herman used to take Gatorade G2s from the facility and mix it with vodka. Like, who cares?
And?
That's the dumbest thing ever.
And?
Wasn't that something?
Okay. We've got our first comment. Okay, once again, if you have kids in the car right now, we're just going to go ahead and let you know. Nope, that's not it. You don't want to take that
Reggie.
One.
No,
you
that's
don't
Reggie.
Take that. You remember last
Raquel
time.
Raquel was Reggie.
Okay.
Come on.
This is.
We got to have some females. 713.
This is a real female listener.
780-3776.
She's in the corporate world.
Okay.
Very successful. I know her and her husband. Great people.
Yep.
She is an Aggie.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of my wife's best friends. She is my wife only Aggie version of my wife.
Okay.
My wife is Longhorn version of the same thing.
Okay.
She says, got it. She goes, happy ending, still cheating, !! Doesn't matter. Cheating is cheating. Jaywalking, give me a break.
Whoa.
I was able to cut.
So she's the less classy version of your wife?
She said...
No, she drops off bumps.
My wife would say that too.
I know, that's why.
My husband is texting me in all caps, don't call in.
I want her to call in. Okay, I got a question for you.
You know, last time she called in? The Sean and John show.
Okay.
And it, you know what it was about? the Sean and John Harris and Pendergast.
Oh.
It was about when they had the panty dropping music. And she told her story about
how good
when she listened to Richard Marx whenever
Richard Marx
in a car. Yeah.
Richard Marx told
her whole story. And I think her husband basically, let's not let that happen again. Let's not do that again. Because it turned into a promo.
Yeah.
It turned into a promo.
Uh-oh. This might be, is this
right home? Here waiting with panty dropping music?
Wait a minute. Wendy's calling in. Uh-oh.
Well, they're not. Well, she's got to set her up first.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. All right. My wife said no. Okay. No, it's not okay. Let's see. Is this the Wendy? Wendy. Hello? Wendy, you're on the air.
Are you there?
Well, guess not.
Do we have the audio up? Wendy, can you hear us?
No. That's not Wendy.
Hello?
Oh, well.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, that's not my Wendy. No. Okay. Wendy, how are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So where is this rent? It's impersonal. It's just, it's a massage. Happy ending. Bye. We'll never see you again. Bye. And where does this rank?
The question is not where it's ranked, is if I'm going to find out.
Yeah. Well, if you do find out, though.
So if I find out, then of course I've got to be angry about the entire situation.
Right.
Because first off, why are you there?
Right. Well, maybe it's just a stress relief thing, or he just wanted. He had a crick in his neck, and then it turned into, you want it? Okay. Do you want to? You know, it's another $20.
Hold on. What'd you say, Wendy?
I said, I don't know where your neck is, but his neck isn't there.
Well, right. Well, listen. No, I know that. But,
my neck.
Oh, but no. But then it turned, hey, another $20 and we can, and we could get to a full body thing. Let me ask you this, though, Wendy. Would you rather it be this, happy ending at a massage parlor, or your sister?
That's why I'm saying.
Your sister.
I mean, like, that's a complete, like, hillbilly analogy.
Okay,
because,
no.
Because like, if you're... Yeah, because you can't go from, like, the massage parlor to, like, the sister.
Well, what? No. But there are degrees.
Somebody at work. Hold on. Listen.
Okay,
Let's not do Wendy's sister.
Okay, somebody at work. Oh, how about your best friend? How about your mom?
How about her mom?
Your mom?
What's the matter with you?
Wait. So, wait a minute. So, that's what I'm saying. It's either it's murder or it's jaywalking.
The question is, would you rather not find out about the happy ending?
Yeah, let Dill do this.
Or find out about him with his secretary.
Okay, let her answer.
Which one?
Here's the deal. I don't want to find out. And what all this comes down to is these two guys decided to do dirt together, which is like the number one rule that should never, like, ever happen. Because when you bring in a second person, then that's how you found out. I mean, because look what blew up. I mean, like, everything last night on Twitter. It was a Britney Spears-type meltdown, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not a Tom Herman fan, ever. But this was really bad. So this dude goes to this massage parlor with his friend, because no one's asking why Zach was there. Everybody's like, Tom Herman.
It's a little strange.
But, like, dude, you went right along with them going, I'll take one, too. So that being said, is it bad? Of course it's bad, because I found out, hypothetically.
Right.
But if I don't know, what I don't know can't hurt me or you.
So that's the question.
I mean, yeah. So Wendy, I feel like is a good consultant, because she's saying, look, if you're going to do dirt,
why do dirt together?
That's why you can get in trouble.
The happy ending, whatever, jaywalking, whatever John was calling it, you don't want to find out about it. So would you rather have not found out about the happy ending? Does that go along with him having an affair with, like, someone at his job?
Right.
You don't want to find out about that either?
That's what I'm saying.
We all have this system, right? So, like, this isn't as bad as this.
Right.
This isn't as bad as this. So he went to, I'm going to say, a professional, and we're going to say that he paid for this massage and that he paid the extra $20, which I think is ridiculous, for this happy ending, right? And then he goes on about his day, and then that's it, right? When you have an affair, when you have this relationship with somebody, I think you've immediately crossed the line even further. Like, you jumped it. You've already crossed the line at the massage parlor, and that's kind of like, remember, like, in the 80s and 90s when it was, like, the gateway drug? Well, now you've got your gateway drug.
Right.
So now you're looking for something else.
Okay, that could possibly be. That could possibly be, but I agree. We gotta go, Wendy. But we appreciate you calling in.
That
and
was,
Amber
Wendy
is here.
Was awesome because Wendy yeah. just
she broke it down.
I feel like if we had more time, she was going to tell us yeah. where the well, rankings are.
No. But she thinks it's weed, but your next step is heroin. Okay, but wait. But I don't know. What if it's just okay? I'm a weed enthusiast. That's okay.
Look at this.
I don't have a relationship.
Here's I'm getting a text from the same
okay.
woman and she goes, "This Wendy sucks. Bye bye." This Wendy was laying down knowledge. She was dropping knowledge.
But she doesn't. First of all, she doesn't want to know. That's why I think that she didn't like her is because I don't want to know. Right, that kind of thing. But we got a lot. There's a lot to do here. There's a lot to do here.
Amber,
but we got to talk about renting.
Are Zach Smith's tweets the Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week?
Okay. I don't.
Could he be?
I don't know if they want to be tied to him.
Okay.
I don't know if they want to be tied to him.
So here's the deal. If you need to rent a house for your side piece,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's an option.
As opposed to buy-in?
They do help you rent if you want. Now, they help you rent out your own property. They also help you find rental property. They can do both.
The
Renter's Warehouse. You know, typically, it's probably not what they do, but I know this much. Rich Drake is a businessman, and he's not out here asking a bunch of questions. Now, he asks as many questions. Now, he's going to grill the renters. Don't worry about that. He's going to ask them a ton of questions because he doesn't want your house being used, you know, in that particular manner.
Unless
the side piece is a really good tenant.
Gee.
And in that case,
why can't side pieces be good tenants?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
They can be.
Listen, all I know is this. If you're looking for that rental property or you want to rent out your place to be a rental property so that you can make all kinds. You can make money. It's just $99 a month, and they do all of the work. You do nothing. You basically let them, after you find the renters and you get to vet, or they vet them and you get to pick them, then they do everything else. Everything. And if a renter doesn't work out in the first 18 months, they're going to replace that renter absolutely free. All you got to do to start this process of renting your house instead of selling it is 713-224-RENT, 713-224-RENT, or renterswarehouse.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.